We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time to join John Hancock and Michael Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning. Obviously, a lot to talk about with the midterm elections this past week. It's razor thin in both House and Senate. Looks like the Democrats will take the Senate, but the House is still up for grabs. I want to start by allowing you both to give an explanation for the results as you see them this week. Let's start with you, John.
So, you know, there's never a single explanation for an election outcome. This was a disastrous result for Republicans. When you look at the underlying dynamic of the midterm, you had a president that was under 45% in favorability and job approval. You got the economy teetering on the brink of recession, inflation at a 40-year high. The underlying dynamics in this race should have produced large Republican majorities in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. History would tell you that that should have been the case. Well, it didn't happen. And so the reasons it didn't happen, I think principally we nominated some really bad candidates. And that's largely attributable to Donald Trump's meddling in Republican primaries. We lost some races, particularly in the Senate, where we could and should have won had we nominated better candidates. I think that's one factor. Second factor, I think, is the abortion issue injected into the middle of this race in the summertime. I think made a marginal difference in favor of Democrats. If you look at the independent vote, Democrats won the independent vote narrowly in some cases, but that shouldn't happen in a midterm to the party that's out of power. So, yeah, I think there were a number of factors. I think the principal factor on our side was that we nominated some really poor candidates.
And by poor candidates, you mean ones that aren't anywhere close to being moderate? Is that what you mean?
Well, you can be a conservative. Conservatives win all the time. Look at the conservatives who won. Brian Kemp in Georgia, mm-hmm. John Sununu in New Hampshire, Mike DeWine in Ohio. When we put forward good candidates that aren't crazy, they do quite well. So it's not, I don't think it's a question of being a moderate. It's a question of being a conservative who's talking about the issues of the day. Had we stuck on the issues, we would have won this race going away.
I just wanted to clarify, not crazy, is that's the standard. Okay. Michael, yeah. A week ago, you know, you weren't that optimistic about what might happen on Tuesday. Obviously, things turned out differently. What do you think happened from a Democratic perspective in the midterm elections?
Traditional Republicans didn't support the candidates that were election deniers and who were crazy. Those who were nominated, principally because of their support with Donald Trump. This is a real problem for the Republicans going forward. It appears as though there's an effort now to dump Trump, but I'm not sure that that's where the 25 to 30% of the voters who support Donald Trump will be. But look, Democrats had a great cycle. We beat history and we turned out our vote. But what ultimately put us over the top were a lot of Republicans who said, look, this candidate is unpalatable for me. You know, Scott, if you remember, it was about a month ago that President Biden gave a speech in Philadelphia where he talked about extremism and MAGAism. And he kind of got made fun of for it because of the red backdrop and the ominous. I think he was right. I think it's exactly what happened. We saw a lot of the Republicans voters say, look, I'm just not going to be a part of this extremism. And it costs the Republicans the Senate and potentially a large majority in the House. And I hope they never figure out what they did wrong.
Well, another factor, too, is if you look at the early voting numbers that have come in, because they get counted by Ashton states like Arizona and Nevada, the Republicans pre-Trump had a very effective and aggressive mechanism for getting our people to vote early. Florida is a great example of that. I mean, we had developed systems and political operations that allowed us to engage in that process. when early voting got discredited in the 2020 cycle, Republicans shied away from participating in that process. The Democrats embraced it, and they actively organized, and the results are clear to see as the votes are counted. And I think that was, from a strategic standpoint, that was a mistake on behalf of the Republican Party. And if we better engage in early voting activities, because that policy is not going to change. And we can do it. We've done it. We've demonstrated that we could do it, and we need to do it in the future.
Michael, what does this do for President Biden? It's got to be a shot in the arm, I would think.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, if he winds up controlling the Senate, which I think is a foregone conclusion now, and potentially has a House that, you know, look, there's a lot of crazy folks that got elected to the House of Representatives who are not going to go along with the Republican way in a lot of things. And I'm thinking of Russia specifically. It gives President Biden almost an operating majority, even though he will be the minority. So a lot of the programs that Republicans may have been upset about that were passed in the first 2 years are likely going to stand because the Republicans won't have the votes to repeal them.
And from the Republican standpoint, besides the fact that, you know, you say that there were bad candidates, what does the GOP need to be thinking about for the next 2 years in terms of getting back on track?
Well, it's clear to me that relitigating the 2020 election is a loser, and we need to get off of that. We need to stop talking about yesterday's news by a long shot. And we need a candidate that's going to be forward-looking. We need to put forth a conservative policy agenda that speaks to the largesse of the Biden administration, handing this money out, driving inflation up. We need candidates that can articulate a conservative vision for the future of this country. And Donald Trump is not that candidate. And I don't know if Ron DeSantis is that candidate. He's certainly a possibility. But we need to start looking forward and not backward. If we keep looking backward, we're going to lose again.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks for all your great work this past week. It was awesome.
See you, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.